Nolte, CNN still gushing over mother of three and poet who aimed SUV at ICE officer. By John Nolte on January 9, 2026. The left-wing activist who aimed her two-ton SUV at a federal law enforcement officer and then hit the gas is getting the precious martyr treatment over at CNN. A basement-rated, far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and encourages political violence. Mother of three who loved to sing and write poetry shot and killed by ICE in Minneapolis. Reads the KNLL headline, and the 1,300-word piece that follows is just full of what an amazing human being she was. What we have here is a hagiography that avoids all the inconvenient truths about a radical who deliberately interfered with a lawful law enforcement operation and then got herself shot and killed because, as the video proves, including CNN's own video, she was either trying to run over an ICE agent or she was willing to run him over to escape an arrest. CNN tells us she had a really sweet family and that her son would sometimes ask to pet the neighbor's dog. We saw her kids' sidewalk drawings during the summer, said one neighbor. She was a very welcome member of the community, said another. Indigeno Good's home is less than a mile from where George Floyd was killed in 2020. A lot of times, young writers write about themselves, said Good's former professor. But Good wrote about others, such as elderly people. And yet, CNN did not include a description of its own video, which clearly shows that the ICE agent did not place himself in front of Good's SUV. Nope. It's only after she turns the wheel and puts it into reverse that the ICE agent in the vehicle's direct path. She aimed it right at him and then she hit the gas. So, what is CNN up to here? Why lionize a woman who is so obviously guilty of either trying to kill an ICE agent or being willing to kill an ICE agent to escape arrest? Well, this is what fascists and radicals do. To recruit their cannon fodder, in this case, neurotic, left-wing white women, a very clear message is sent out that if you are willing to sacrifice your life, freedom, family, or relationships for the cause, you will be celebrated as a hero and remembered as a martyr. People with empty lives, people looking for meaning beyond, say, her three kids, are desperate to matter, and are the most vulnerable when it comes to recruitment for suicide missions. Related, J.D. Vance rebukes media for saying ICE agent defending himself is guilty of murder. The organized left, academia, the corporate media, Hollywood, Democrats, etc. are using these pathetic women as cannon fodder. After all, you don't encourage and train people to ram ICE vehicles or interfere in a legitimate law enforcement operation unless you are willing to see them dead. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. used peaceful resistance with the goal of filling the prisons. CNN and its leftist confederates are encouraging violence with the goal of filling the morgues with as many mothers of three as they can manipulate into suicide protesters. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.